been a residential tree and shrub company, but from a commercial standpoint, you guys do a great job there as well, right, Eric?
We found that trees don't care where they grow. You know, if it's at your house or if it's at your business, they're still a tree, and we love trees. We love shrubs. In fact, you know, we are the tree care company for Clemson University. So, yeah, we do a lot of commercial work. Big properties, small properties. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. I'm mostly wonderful because that police officer didn't stop me. He stopped the guy behind me. I didn't think I did anything, but I'm in traffic down Easley, and all of a sudden I see blue lights come on, two vehicles behind me, and I'm like, what? And then
you're like, surely it's not.
Yeah,
me.
I didn't think it was me. But you know, look, you never know what the reason. Like I got stopped in Anderson one time for having my my license plate light bulb out. How the hell do you know whether your license plate light bulb is on or not?
You know, you
have to specifically check that at night to have any idea whether that little light is whether that little torp is on or not. You know. And in my case, apparently that night, it was not. Texas said no bigger feeling of relief than the officer getting the one in front or behind you. 100% right.
Oh, yeah.
100% right.
Because,
again, I mean, I'm in a line of traffic, basically. You know, just pulling up to the line of traffic. I mean, everything was almost forcibly going slow at that point because, like I said, it's in downtown Easley. But I see the blue lights come on, and there's only one vehicle behind me. So it's either him or me.
Yeah, you know, he's either getting him or waiting on him to get out of the way.
Right, it's one of those two. Yeah. And because of where we're stopped, I'm not going to know anything for a bit because he can't issue the citation or stop right there. So in other words, we have to wait until that next light turns, and then the guy behind me turns right before the pizza place.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew that
and then the cop followed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you went, great.
Yes. Like I said, I mean, it was in such a congested area that I don't know how you could really speed anyway. You know what I mean? Because everything was going slow. So I don't know. You know, maybe he got the guy behind me for something else.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe he read his tag.
Yeah, could
and
be.
He
yeah,
was
could
a
have been
criminal.
Some, right, could
trying
been,
to get away from something.
Right. Could have been something not related to. Yeah. To speeding. I'm crime. Yeah, I'm not
sure. Been,
but you know, but the other thing is the speed limit drops to like 25 there and it's easy to go.
That's tough.
You know, right.
That's really tough.
listen to old Leadfoot.
That's
old Leadfoot's,
really
old Leadfoot saying, man.
I read the old radio station, that one road was 25 too. That was really tough.
Yeah, 25. It's hard to
but
drive
easier
25.
There. 25 than it is from here.
Yeah, it's hard to drive 25.
Yeah.
You know, and then plus then you have the different zones, and that's where you get in trouble. That's
where it goes from 45 to 30 to 25, right there.
Right, that's where they get you.
That's rough. It's tough. It's hard.
We have lots of things to get to. Clemson basketball wins again. Just boring as can be, Ramona. They do is win. We'll have Brad Brownell on today, by the way. I didn't tell you that. Brad Brownell at 5:05 today.
Oh, yay. Okay. Yeah.
It'll be short because he's busy. He's got to get ready for Boston College. You know, Boston College is actually playing a little better basketball. They're not winning, but they're competing. And, you know, they actually led at Louisville by like a dozen late in the first half. So they're playing better basketball. And, you know, if you're going to have a spot where you're not focused, it'll probably be this one. So, you know, there are no givens in sports. There are no givens. Brooks says, good afternoon. Walt, good afternoon, Ramona. Hope you're both doing well. I'm doing well. Hope you both have a great day. LOL. Hey, y'all. Nothing but sunshine and rainbows over here. What is Brooke?
Is that Brooke?
Yeah, what is Brooke?
No,
taking?
Somebody's got Brooke's phone.
Right.
Somebody call the cops. Yeah. Somebody's got Brooke's phone.
Yeah, either that or Brooke's hitting the tequila. I'm not sure.
That could be.
Yeah, because John Hite just told me he traded in sugar for tequila.
Doesn't alcohol have sugar in it?
No. Jed says, in rank number 22 in the AP poll and 21 in the coaches poll. And about time, because I think they should have been ranked long ago. So I think that's long overdue. You know, if you listen to the show on Friday, I'm pretty sure we told you exactly what was going to happen in the Clemson-Notre Dame game and why. You know, I said Friday, among other things, on Notre Dame, I said they don't have a point guard. Therefore, I think Clemson's perimeter ball pressure is going to pose Notre Dame problems and that they might commit live ball turnovers. And that's exactly what happened. They do not have a point guard. They turned it over repeatedly out high during the course of the game, and Porter made a living on his after he stole it. What do you have, like six steals? He had like six steals and like six run-out layups or something of that sort. So they had a major problem there with no point guard. Without Burton, they just did not have an answer for that. And then I also thought that Clemson's size and length would be too much for Notre Dame, and I think that was the case too. You know, Notre Dame is a young team, and physically speaking, other than, you know, one guy, I think that Clemson's just too big, too strong for Notre Dame, and too long too. So Notre Dame couldn't really challenge any shots on the perimeter. They don't have that ingredient. They don't have a shot blocker. They don't have a rim protector. And I thought Clemson got what they wanted in the paint. Still didn't shoot it great from three. But, you know, it was a good, solid performance. I thought Clemson would win in cover because when I watched Notre Dame play Cal, I thought there were some obvious issues they had that were going to present themselves against Clemson, and I think those obvious issues did present themselves versus Clemson. Now Harrelson, Cal didn't do Clemson any favor by letting Harrelson make some threes because he had gone 0 for the year on threes. He hadn't even tried that many, and then he hit a couple versus Cal, maybe three or four versus Cal, and that continued at the start of this game where I think Clemson was still in the prove it to me area with him, but he hit like three early threes in this game, and then you had to guard him. So, you know, I think that's the case. So, it's another good win. Texted, love the show. Well, unbelievable job by Brownell. Maybe a win-loss prediction for the rest of the year and maybe an early prediction on Rams and Bears. Look, I think we might take a look at that today. You know, I heard a complaint on my way in with Kwok and Ben, a caller, about Nick Davidson. I don't get it. I don't know what you want, okay? Nick Davidson is a big part of this basketball team, and he's playing well. Now, is he averaging, you know, 15 and 10? No, he's not. But he's a big part of this basketball team that this team can't do without. If you think so, ask Brownell that, okay? I mean, Nick Davidson two games ago scored 14 points. Three games ago now. Two games ago, he scored 9 in the second half. He's playing 20 minutes. What do you think he's going to do? I mean, most people on this team are playing 20 minutes. That's just the way it is. And I've explained what his real issue is. And I think ACC play is still going to be better for him. But he's a major contributing piece of this team. And this is a team full of pieces. This is not a team full of stars. It's a team full of pieces. And Nick Davidson is a very important piece. Very important. And if you don't think so, then you're not paying attention. And Clemson cannot afford to lose him. 100% cannot afford to lose him. He's the best passer of all the bigs. By far. By far. And he knows how to play the game. Again, 3 games ago, 14 points. 2 games ago, 9 in the second half of a game that was in the balance. He had 9 and RJ had 12. I think they had 21 of the second half points. So none of these guys are going to score 14 points every game. Okay, none of them. None of them. It's just not the way this team is going to work. So there are going to be games where guys play for a few more minutes, more of the offense goes through them than other games. But they're all a part of the whole. They're all a vital part of the whole. Look, I think RJ Godfrey has been a surprise. I think the consistency of his performance has been a surprise. We never saw that when he was here. No one saw any sign of that in Georgia, as Kwok correctly said. He's played the best basketball of his life here. And as Ben said, a more mature version of RJ Godfrey. Both those things are true. Both those things are true. So he's become a bigger factor than anyone expected. And that impacts the balance. Look, personally, the guy I was most excited about was Carter Welling, which I made clear. And I think Carter eventually is going to be the best impact player and maybe the guy who has the best chance of all the baseline players of being a pro because of his athleticism and the fact he's a legitimate 6'10". So I think those things play in his favor. But all of these baseline players are vital on a game-to-game basis, and who is the most vital on any given night changes on a game-by-game basis. That's the way they are. Jed says, all three, RJ, Welling, and Davidson, are a really strong trifecta inside for the Tigers. Exactly. Exactly. That's it completely. It's all three guys are vital. In all the different ways they contribute and their respective skill sets. They're all vital. And this team could not do without any of them. So that's the reality of it. Texter 940 said, I think, where'd it go? Let's try it again. He said, I think Nick is playing more aggressive inside too, probably because of practicing against Godfrey. Yeah, I mean, I think that was an adjustment for him. All these guys had an adjustment. But, you know, and look, there, two of them, Welling and Godfrey, are downhill attack guys, really particularly Welling, all right? I mean, listen, Notre Dame coached about this. They were worried about this. They were worried that Clemson's big guys, whether it's dribble handoffs or what, get downhill. They get downhill. And they were worried about it. They were worried about it so much that they were clutching and grabbing a lot of those guys. And I thought, to some degree, getting away with it. Some degree getting away with it. Tech said 9 wins, 5 losses, very conservative, 23-8 overall. I think it'll be better than that. In fact, I'm going to tell you right now, I think this team can win at Duke and at North Carolina. I'm not afraid of Duke or North Carolina at all. I'm just not. I think this team can win both places. I mean, first of all they do is win on the road. They win every single road game. They won 11 straight road games. So why would anybody think they can't win at North Carolina and Duke? I don't think either North Carolina or Duke are great. I don't. I don't think either one of them are great. I mean, look. I think people need to stop limiting their thought. This is one of the dominant teams in this league the last 3 or 4 years. And they are playing as well as anybody. And that includes those two schools. I mean, we just watched SMU kick North Carolina's A. We just saw that. Not to mention the fact, SMU just went to Duke the other night. And they really outplayed Duke and sort of got screwed over. And, oh, by the way, They played without their best player. Boopie Miller didn't play. He didn't play in that game. He was out. And Duke still barely won. And oh, by the way, SMU shot 57% from the field against Duke and 50% from the three-point line without their best player. That doesn't speak highly of Duke's defensive effort. And we know that North Carolina on defense is not great. You know, they want to play up and down. They're not great. SMU got anything they wanted against North Carolina, any shot they wanted in dismantling them. So I'm not surrendering anything, okay? Just to be clear, I mean, my focus right now is beating Boston College because they're playing better. But as to whether Clemson can win at places like North Carolina or Cameron, I think 100% Clemson can win those games. Clemson is a physically mature team that just has a lot of answers. I'm not afraid of either one of those basketball teams. Clemson is going to give either one of those teams all they can handle. I'm not saying that necessarily that North Carolina and Duke, that Clemson's going to beat both of those, but I'm going to tell you right now, Clemson's winning one of those games. The Tigers are winning one of those games. And I think they're going to be right in both games until the buzzer. Neither one of those teams is taking Clemson out. There's no way. There's just no way. Clemson's too good at all the things they do. I just don't think either one of those teams is taking Clemson out. One or the other may beat Clemson, but it's going to be an end of game situation. Clemson's not going to Cameron or North Carolina to get drilled by 20 points. That's not happening. Who's drilled this team by 20 points? Nobody. Nobody. This team's played BYU and Alabama and other elite teams. SMU. No one is taking this team out. You want to beat Clemson? You're going to have to earn it. You have to earn it for a full 40 every single minute. And you might. You might win at the end. You might. You also might not. I'll tell you right now, Clemson's winning one of those two games. I don't know which one. I haven't really thought about it yet. But Clemson's winning one of those two games. They're road warriors. They actually like to play on the road. They like each other, and they're tough. And they don't care. They don't care. And they've proven that. And they've proven it in other hostile places, too, like Alabama. So there's no one on Clemson's schedule left that they can't beat. Nobody. Nobody. They can play with anybody. They can beat anybody. All those things are possible. So I'm not saying anything. Right now, I want to win the next one. I want to beat Boston College. Now, we're in radio, not coaching, so that doesn't have to be our focus. That has to be Brad's focus, which we'll talk to him about later, because I think there is a focus issue with Boston College, and it wouldn't surprise me if Clemson came out flat. We'll see. We'll see. We have lots to get to. You can get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. You get in, join the conversation.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
This new year, get rid of that dad bod with testosterone and peptide therapy from Low Country Male. Right now, we are offering $200 off our initial consult package, and our plans start at just $7 a day. Our concierge treatment plans include testosterone, peptides, labs, and unlimited doctor visits. With 8 locations and over 10 years experience, come see why Low Country Male is the most trusted name in testosterone and peptide therapy. From BPC to CJC, we have a wide selection of growth hormone and recovery peptides. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811, your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
Clemson fans, whether you are buying or selling a house or just protecting your home as a future investment, you need a contractor you can truly trust. At Crawl Space Medic, we are locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, and we provide fast reports, itemized estimates, and zero sales pressure. We offer free inspections for homeowners and real estate agents, all completed by certified techs. Partner with CrawlSpace Medic today for that free inspection.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. You can get in 654-7627. You know what you want to talk about. So Clemson basketball just keeps winning. You know, Ramon, I was saying earlier, today's going to be a short interview with Brad. He's got a lot of work to do, so he's just going to pop on, pop off quickly. But quite honestly, we don't really have anything to talk to him about anyway. Because Clemson basketball, is just he's made it boring now. They win every game. So what are we going to talk about? You know what I mean? They win every game. They're just a boring basketball team now. It's like UCLA when they had the Walton gang. They just expected to win every game. Theater crowd. Jacob, how are you, Jacob? Good to have you.
Walt, how's it going?
Good, Jacob. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I'm just leaving work and caught the tail end where you're talking about the North Carolina kind of defensively and them being kind of a disappointment. And if you remember, I called in a couple months ago and asked what you thought about him. He said you'd get back to me. But I wholeheartedly agree with defensively, you know, Hubert preached how he brought in a bunch of positional links and size and positional size and that type of thing. Kyan Evans and Luka Bogovac have been a disaster of pickups, in my opinion.
Yeah, and Bogovac is supposed to be a shooter, and he looks like a pure shooter. He actually hunts the shot a little bit. which is interesting because he has not shot it well. And if he's not going to shoot it well, then I'm not sure how you can have him out there.
Right. And to my point, I'll take your comments off the air. But two questions: A, what do you think the ceiling for this North Carolina team could potentially be? And then B, in my opinion, the best lineup at this point is moving Seth Trimble to point guard, and you go with like a Seth Trimble, Jonathan Powell, Jaren Stevenson, Caleb Wilson, and Vassar first five. And I think that's your best defensive lineup and best lineup overall. I'll take your comments off.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. Good talking to you. Yeah, look, Seth Trimble is just a good basketball player. He's tough. He guards. He does everything well. You know, the one question is obviously his ability to shoot the ball from the perimeter, but even that seems like it's improved of late. He's just a really good basketball player, and he can do pretty much anything. Any team would love to have him on their squad. I mean, look, the baseline is talented and has great length. This team has not shot the ball from three like Hubert thought they were going to shoot the ball. And Hubert still thinks that that's going to come around. I mean, you know, we're at the halfway point of the season. If it's going to come around, it needs to come around pretty soon. Right now, their best three-point shooter is a seven-footer. And with good reason. I mean, you know, that dude can shoot. He loves the three from the top of the key. But, you know, I still think North Carolina is talented. And their positional balance is better than it's been in recent years. Because, again, when at the end of Roy's tenure, Roy was sort of mailing it in and just recruiting every seven-footer he could find. He had a team that had like 5 7-footers on it. And then Hubert came in and he recognized that and said, look, we got to be more guard-oriented, Hubert being a guard. We got to be more guard-oriented. And he changed the whole focus to being guard-oriented. And then last year, you had a whole team full of DePlane, you know, the Wizard of Oz cast playing for North Carolina all at the same time. And that didn't work at all. So Hubert went out and got size, and this team looks a lot better in terms of the physical construction of the team, but there are still a few liabilities. I mean, one of those liabilities is, can this team consistently shoot the ball from three? Another is, how do they guard? And I don't think they're great in either of those areas, which makes them somewhat vulnerable. I mean, they're still a good team, and you know, and they're going to be in the NCAA tournament, and they're going to be a threat to win some games. I also though think that they're vulnerable within their league. I think they're vulnerable to a team like Clemson. I think Clemson, a lot of things that Clemson does, I think potentially are going to pose problems for North Carolina. So you know, we'll see. I mean, we're a ways away. But I think that that's the reality. Somebody wrote me that I was talking about Chris Johnson, Clemson's latest commit, and let me see if I can find something else on Google. Maybe I can. But I posted that, you know, Chris Johnson, Clemson's latest running back commit, has great speed. He's explosive. He's a space player. He's dangerous in space. I got a Canes fan who wrote me and said Johnson has a 10-200 meter and 20.4 200 meter time, likely the fastest player in college football. He's not the fastest player in college football, okay? First of all, he's not that, okay? We already know who that is, and he plays for South Carolina. That's inarguable. You'd have to find me the 10-200 meter because I haven't seen it, and I searched track times. What I saw was a verifiable 10-4-5. People can make up all sorts of things. You also have to, you know, I don't know if there's a wind aided time in there or not that maybe you're quoting that actually doesn't really count. So I can't speak to that. I will search it again, but I did not see that come up on personal best. And the dilemma is obviously the other Chris Johnson when you search it. So let me just see. Let me try this. Let's find out. This is not going to have me on Google. This is going to have me on that Bing site, which I don't want. Okay. Why? Okay, here, let me try this. That's not working either. All right, what I'm seeing is personal best as a senior. Let me make sure this is the right one. This is not the right one. This is the other Chris Johnson. And this Chris Johnson has a personal best of 10.38 and 21.28. And at one point, he was considered the fastest player. So with Chris Johnson Jr.'s speed, I'm still not finding it. I'm not finding it. It's getting mixed up with the other Chris Johnson. So I don't know. I don't know the answer. I know the SMU site actually lists his official 100-meter time at 10.45. That's the SMU site. I would assume that they know more than a random Canes fan who's writing me on social media. But regardless of whether it's legitimate 10.2 or whether it's 10.45, flying is flying, any way you cut it. There's some video here. I can't watch it though. I don't know volume, so I would not know. Let me just click on the SMU site again. And see what they say. High school. Now maybe he was running track at SMU. I actually didn't check that. He won Florida's 3A state title in the 100-meter dash at 10.45, and 200-meter dash 20.78 as a junior. Anchored a 4x100 team that captured gold during his sophomore year. Okay, so that's right off the SMU bio site. So I'm going to assume that's right and that the 10.2 is just, random Canes fan. But regardless, he's flying. Look, to me, it was essential that Clemson had a running back. I think especially when you knew they weren't going to add a quarterback, there was no question you had to add a running back. I thought it was just an absolute obvious play. I mean, my personal choice was Kay Brown of Louisville. I wanted Kawan Brown. He was my personal choice. We saw what he did against Clemson. He rushed for like 125 yards in 2.5 quarters, and he got hurt. But he's a beast, and he's explosive. And I thought he would be a good complement to Gideon Davidson. But the advantage with Chris Johnson is that Johnson has more time. And quite frankly, I've seen it listed that he has both 2 and/or 3 years. So I don't know what the truth is there. But he has at least 2 years and maybe three. You're getting him, in all likelihood, for a longer period of time. Now, Chris Johnson's a space player, all right? He's more of a satellite back. He's not a guy that you're going to hand the ball to up the A-gap a million times. That's not who he is. He's a space player. And quite honestly, I think if Chad Morris clamored for Chris Johnson, I think that's the reason. I mean, we play a space game, all right? That's the game of college football. And how you win a space game is by getting the ball to your explosive offensive players in space in winning one-on-one matchups. That's how you do it. In recent years, Clemson's not had guys that could really do that. That has been a problem for Clemson's offense. I mean, you can throw all the wide receiver screens and run reverses, all the things you want. If you don't have explosiveness in the guys that you're handing it to, a lot of those plays are just not going to work. And so Johnson is that type of guy. He's a space mismatch. And frequently a lot of stuff SMU did in their offense was they got him the ball on the edge. They got him the ball on the edge. And so, again, he is not a guy who you're going to see carry the ball 12 or 14 times a game. That's not what he's going to do. He's going to be a complementary piece to Clemson's running attack, hopefully with Gideon Davidson as one of the anchors, and maybe David Eze as well. And then we'll see about health with the other two running backs. But what Johnson gives you is a component that you haven't had. I mean, one of the things that's been obvious with the Clemson portal additions is they've added speed. They've added explosiveness. And one of the things that's been notably lacking at Clemson in recent years is that exact thing. There's been just a general lack of speed and explosiveness on both sides of the ball. And Chris Johnson gives you that, whatever his best 100-meter time is. He gives you that. He's fast. He's very fast. And he's going to be a great player in space and give you that home run hitting ability. Now, you know, again, how many times is he going to touch the ball a game? I don't know. Quite honestly, it's not going to be a ton more than he touched it at SMU. I don't think. What you're looking for is the threat. That's what you're looking for. And you can do a lot of different things with him. He can catch the ball. Again, you find ways to get him in space on one-on-one matchups. He may double as a return guy. You know, you can certainly do a lot of things even from a window dressing standpoint with him because he's going to demand attention because of the speed. Everybody in the ACC knows about that speed because of what they saw him do a year ago. So it's a really good pickup for a team that desperately needed a running back, a versatile running back addition to that room. There's no question. It was an essential. Listen, you are going into next season with a running back who's never started a game and a quarterback who started one game due to injury. There's no way you can look at that and say, okay, we're set. Okay? There's just no way. So you needed an addition. And not just some, you know, not just some dude added to the room who's going to be RB5. You needed a legitimate threat at the position. And Clemson landed a legitimate threat at the position that's going to allow you to do some things from a versatility standpoint and that I think Chad Morris is going to like a lot. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, or reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? If arthritis pain is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help. Their advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. No drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain. Call OrthoLaser today for your free consultation, 864-327-8001.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Texting and
enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs, residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Ramona, do we have the championship game yet in our little bowl contest?
No, we do not.
Okay. I'm curious what we're going to be playing that at. I think that number has already gone up a little from where it first came out, because I think I saw it at Indiana 7.5, and I believe Quack told me he saw it at 8.5 today. So it may have already gone up. It's not surprising, given the way Indiana eviscerated Oregon. And of course, you know, I saw a dumbass or two on Twitter at the end of the game talking about how, Oregon had more yards. Oh, my God almighty. Yards don't mean squat. The team that creates turnovers don't need yards. For the time, 2 million. You don't need yards then. You need yards if you're the team that's trailing all the time. And the idea is to win the game. And, you know, here's the thing. This Indiana-Oregon game, I picked Indiana. What was the spread, Ramona? We had 10 people pick Indiana, right? Give me those picks, would you? We had 10 people pick Indiana, and the spread was what? What's the issue?
I think the Miami was 3 and the Indiana was 3.5, but I don't have the breakdown of everybody for.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah.
Not for Miami and Indiana.
I'm pretty sure I think we went over it. But I mean, I think almost everybody picked Indiana, and I think almost everybody picked Miami, and that's the game we have. And the reality is that Oregon had 55 4- and 5-star players on their roster. Excuse me. Indiana had 7. Oregon, 55. Remember I said Friday or Thursday, I said, look, if you're just talking talent, that Oregon is by far the most talented team left in the field. I still picked Indiana. And the reason, again, I think became apparent as we watched that game, in case you didn't get it the first time, when Indiana completely outplayed Oregon at Autzen in their building, this time it was more of a pro-Indiana crowd, and Indiana literally destroyed Oregon from the first snap of the game, really from the kickoff. Indiana was all over the kickoff coverage on the to open the game, and I think Oregon started at like their 19-yard line. And then the first play of the game, Moore feels pressure, and he throws a pick six. So you're one play in, and Oregon's trailing. Now, to Moore's credit and to Oregon's credit, they put a drive together. They composed themselves. They put a drive together. They went down the field, and they scored. And they tied the thing up. And so you give them credit for that. That was the last positive moment that Oregon had in the game. The rest of it was all Indiana. And it's just this simple. I don't care that Oregon is the more talented team. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, okay. So here's what it is. I got the same idea, by the way, Ramona. Write me back now, and he doesn't understand win dated times. Oh, my God. He actually writes me, learn how to look it up. Oh, my God. I don't know where they get these people, but I found them. Anyway, like I was saying, Indiana dominated every single phase of the game. And this is what they do. They're just better at every area of football than you are. Period. Every single area. Indiana was better in every single area of football. Blocking, tackling, catching, running, throwing, all of it. Indiana superior to Oregon. And so we had a blowout, just total whitewash game. A non-competitive game in any way, shape, or form. It was ugly right from the start. Ugly right from the start. And so that's the reality of where we are. I said it last year, and now they're more talented. I said last year that I thought they were the best coach team in America. Well, now they're the best coach team in America, and they're more talented than they've been. That's a really difficult combination to beat. I don't know how you beat them. Mendoza, get this, Ramona. Fernando Mendoza, we need to get the ABBA music back out. Fernando Mendoza threw 5 touchdown passes against Oregon, Ramona, and had 3 incomplete passes. That's impossible. That's simply not possible. And for the playoff, he's done it. He's 8-5 for the playoff. He has more touchdown passes than incompletions, which is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Look, it's hard to compare teams of different eras. It's difficult. But from a fundamental standpoint, this is the best team I've ever seen. From a fundamental standpoint, from a coaching, execution, every element of football. Their guys are never out of position defensively. They don't have busts. You know, they don't make mistakes. They've like eliminated them. They're like a machine. And they keep putting game pressure on you as the game lengthens. And eventually you break. eventually you break. You know, Ramona, I picked Miami to upset Ohio State. People thought that was nuts. They were basically a 10-point underdog. They did upset them. I picked them to win at Kyle Field when the thing started against A&M, and they won. And then I picked them in the other game as well. So I picked Miami three times to win, and three times they did win. They better eat their Wheaties. They better get their vitamin B injections, because Miami's going to have to play flawless football to beat Indiana. They did not play flawless football the other day. Far from it. They gave a Ole Miss team that was not their equal in any way, shape, or form just too many chances. If you make those mistakes against Indiana, they'll kill you with them. So Miami will need to play a flawless game. Now, they did basically play a flawless game against Ohio State. For a team that takes a lot of penalties, they basically played a flawless game. So can they replicate that again against an Indiana team that's just going to apply that much pressure? I will say this. Cignetti mentioned that they're getting thin at several spots. And that's the first time we've heard him say anything like that. So they're dealing with some injury issues, I think, along that defensive front. And that's not a place you want to deal with injury issues against Miami. Listen, of all the teams in this tournament, the team with the best chance to play Indiana is Miami. Why? Well, because, again, they still have the best personnel on the line of scrimmage of any team in the country. Offensively and defensively, they have the best personnel. They can run the ball with physicality. They have two backs, and they can run the ball with physicality. They have a veteran quarterback who's playing the best football of his life the last two games, and he's played tougher than he's played before. And he was very efficient against Ole Miss. Very efficient. He'll have to be all of that if they have designs on beating Indiana. Is there a pathway? Is there a pathway? Yeah, we'll talk about this more during the week. But my first gut instinct on the pathway thing is, yeah, Miami has a pathway that other people don't. The pathway is run the ball, shorten the game, try and control the game physically. No one else could do that to Indiana. Miami is the one team that, at least in theory, has some sort of chance to do that to Indiana. Some sort of chance. Nobody else had that chance at all. Indiana just way better. And the reality is, what you're asking of Miami is near perfection. That's what it's going to take. They're the one team that has the ingredients to do it. Nobody else did. Oregon certainly didn't. Nobody else did. Ohio State didn't. Nobody else did. Miami has the raw material ingredients to, in theory, pull off the upset. And they have a few other things going for them. Their playoff game was the day before. They get an extra day of preparation. In theory, this is going to be a home game for Miami. In theory. I mean, I don't know if that's how it's going to turn out practically, because Indiana just took over that stadium the other day. I mean, are their fans also going to show up in Miami? Maybe. I don't know what the makeup of that fan base is going to be. You would think going in that, you know, Miami is a home field advantage. I'm not sure that's the case. So it's going to be a really, really interesting situation. And again, a really interesting championship game. Indiana, I think, has a chance to go down as one of the greatest teams in the history of college football. They have played a very formidable schedule. They have beaten three top five teams already on the season. You know, I see these SEC morons out there trying to somehow discredit what Indiana's done, talk about who they've played. Are you freaking kidding? What on earth are you talking about? They play in the toughest league in America. That's proven. No one's close, especially you. I mean, you can stop with all your gauntlet crap. Your whole league blew oats. So you can save all that bullcrap for somebody who's naive enough or dumb enough to believe it. The rest of the planet has checked out on your nonsense. So Indiana's schedule was formidable. Honestly, even the smaller schools they played were elite on their level. You know, like ODU to start the year. But they played a who's who. And they took on all challengers. And they were the deserved number one team. And they have proven their worth. They are dismantling teams from every area of the country. And they don't care. They don't care who you are. And they're not going to care who Miami is either. If they win the game and they play well, they're going to go down as one of the greatest teams in history. And, you know, and oh, by the way, this stuff, you know, Kwok brought up, he found it maddening that people are talking about Indiana's age, and he brought up some different numbers, about 21 and a half. Look, I don't care how old they are. I don't care if they're 40, okay? I don't care. What rules are they not adhering to that you are? Shut the blank up. They're adhering to the same rules you are. They chose the makeup of their team just like you chose the makeup of your team. Don't get mad because they're slaughtering you. Okay? Be better. Be better. That's all absolute unmitigated nonsense. We're watching one of the greatest teams of all time, and we have to find a way to denigrate it. If they accomplish this task and they beat Miami, they will go down, in my view, as one of the three or four greatest teams of all time. And I think you can make a case that they're the greatest, depending on how this finishes. More on the other side. Walt Tepetula, Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone,